On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney David Block is here, and we're talking about the paperwork of an auto accident. If you're involved in an auto accident, is it really essential to stay at the accident unless you need an ambulance and get the driver's license, the registration, the insurance? Is that really important?
Absolutely essential. First of all, you never want to leave the scene of an accident because it's a crime to do so. You want to stay at the accident scene also as a practical matter to protect your own rights. If you're injured or if there's damage to your car, you want to essentially start the investigative process, and you can do this by yourself. Make sure you obtain the names of all witnesses. There may not be any witnesses, but if there are witnesses to an accident, you want to get their names, phone numbers, addresses, emails, whatever you can get. If you have a portable camera, or if you have a phone, most of our phones these days have cameras. Make sure you get, if you're able to, get photos depicting any damage to your vehicle, as well as any of the other vehicles that were involved in the accident. While you're there, you might want to, if the configuration of the accident scene has anything to do with how the accident occurred, it would be probably wise to take photographs of that as well.
If there is, one of those orange cones there blocking off part of the street or something like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the reason that is because things can change. What was there when an accident occurred might not be there in 10 minutes. We just don't know what's going to happen afterwards. So essentially what you're doing is memorializing, you're preserving the integrity of the event itself with photographs.
How much difference does it make if you're injured enough that the cop at the scene slaps you in an ambulance and send you off to trauma at ECMC? How much does that affect your ability to do this?
If you're injured, if you're put into an ambulance, you can't do that. But presumably, and sometimes if the accident is bad enough, the police will sometimes take photographs. They will do it. But your insurance company at some point is going to take photographs of your vehicle. And the other insurance company will take photographs of your vehicle. These are things to do if you're involved in an accident and you're able to, and you're mobile. If you're not mobile, the first thing you have to worry about is taking care of your own condition. And as you stated, if a police officer, whoever, if emergency medical personnel come to the scene, the most overriding concern is your physical condition. So you can worry about that stuff once you're in a position to do so.
What shouldn't people do?
Do not give any recorded statement to the other insurance company. Do not sign anything before you consult with a lawyer, period. Do not, and this is very important, make any comments on any social media sites such as Facebook or Twitter. In fact, it would be wise after you're involved in an accident to become completely anonymous.
What about the situation at this time of year of trying to remember or trying to have somebody note the condition of the street, the ice, the snow, whatever, or lack thereof?
Sure. You can, again, if you're able to, you can do that with photographs, if you can do that at the scene. If not, it's always advisable to make notes. You can take notes that would be contemporaneous with your recollection at the scene. Again, if there are witnesses, get their names. If the weather conditions had something to do with the accident, that's important. And again, presumably if there were witnesses, people who are operating other vehicles, walking around, if you got their names, they would be able to attest to those same facts.
What about calling your insurance company? I mean, I don't know whether you're going to be calling from the corner where you've just cracked up the car, but is it important to notify your insurance company or potentially your lawyer right away?
Most people won't have lawyers right away. They may. If you do, the first thing you want to do, I would think, would be to call your insurance company and report the accident. That's the most important thing to do. Delays are very, I don't want to use the word fatal, but I will in this case. You don't want to delay in any aspect of your companies are involved. Time is a very important thing. You can't wait to do things.
Today here on You and the Law, attorney David Block has been here, and we've been talking about the paperwork of an auto accident. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.